was born in a small town called Porvo, soon after the horrors of the Civil War. The social wounds were deep, almost hopeless to keep, when hate estimates human life is disgustingly cheap. But however, my father, he became a man of honor. He became a military hero. He left school to join the army. He loved his country, he loved his family. He wanted to defend his country against the enemy. My mother, she was lovely, she was the heart of our family. She had the gift to make us all feel very cozy. Though she had a job outside home, she kept things in good balance. But oh, it must have been a great challenge. My sister, she was my patroness, she was my loyal benefactress. I confess, without her I wouldn't be here saying this. She was my manager, my mentor, my designer and my sponsor. I'm proud to say she was a fantastic elder sister. My younger brother, he was cute, but we had some little dispute of what belongs to who and what is true. At first he kind of seemed to be the black sheep, the prodigal son of our family. But it changed. He became a father, and he also wanted to be a man of honor. He's a stowage tech, baronet of Lake Beck. You can check, but let's play now. And yellow green of the lime. Well, you can add purple and turquoise and light blue too. Of the evil in the air. I was shocked down until the reason was found. Now I, without any doubt, believe in good, like I judge everybody should. Life would be so much better if everyone would love his neighbor. Love and peace should be our religion.
I truly love
oneness
my
and harmony.
I love my mother, conviction. I love my sister and my baby brother.
We were a happy family, yet there was a lack of harmony. Our parents kept on quarreling every other day, and it really made me
worry. It made me feel very sorry. I was shocked over the possibility that they could end up in a divorce. But on the other hand, the scenery is quite unfortunate. When a child becomes a hostage of the marriage, a private therapist for two adult egos. Well, I was a little boy. I loved my mother so much. I was thinking, how can someone love someone so much? But now I feel as strongly toward my wife. She is my precious love, my beauty, my consolation, and my inspiration. My sun shining brightly, my moon on the sky, my star of the heart. The paradox. Thou must always be absolutely free, but it can never last without responsibility. When my father grew older, he shook the hate from his shoulder. He raised his values yet nobler. When I was about 8 years old, my father touched my soul. He opened my eyes to see a higher goal. He awoke my spirit, my social awareness, my ethical and ideological consciousness. Wanted to become a man of honor, a man of principle, faith, and ideality. That I intend to continue to be, if only God will help me. So help me, God.